Blog Talk Radio. WeTalkRadio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, she's reaching out to the nation. It's Kia D.
You're tuned in to Kia D Unplugged.
Kia D.
Hey, what about me and Miss SWK?
Welcome to Kia D Unplugged. Here's your host, Kia D.
Welcome, welcome. Well, welcome, and thank you so much for opening the doors so beautifully for me and allowing me to come into your home and into your car and into your office, no matter where you are. We have got you covered. You are tuned in to the Kia D Unplugged show right here on We Talk Radio Network and KKVI Radio 89.9 FM. No matter how you tune in, via KKVI Radio, via We Talk Radio, we're even on Blog Talk Radio as well. So if you're tuned in anywhere, on the phone, on the air, 89.9, I don't care how you're listening, thank you so much for your support. We truly, truly appreciate it. Gotta thank our producers and everybody for doing an amazing job each week to keep the show rolling and rocking. And that's a very, very special show for you today. We've got some incredible guests that are going to be joining us. We've got financial expert Donovan Sammons, who's going to be here. He's with the Edward Jones Company. We've also got Christian hip-hop artist A.V., who's going to be joining us. He is absolutely spectacular. We've got gospel rap artist, philanthropist, motivational speaker, radio personality, the beautiful Nita B is going to be here joining us. We have also got a very special segment on the show today. That's right. It's an awesome financial segment that's going to be here every single Monday. So if you've got any kind of financial questions all about your money, we want to talk about it. We've got answers for you. And my man Sean Kelly, all the way from Alabama, actually he's in Alabama, he is going to be delivering that incredible segment, and it's going to be later on in the show. So don't go anywhere. We got Riri Sports. We got everything you could possibly need coming today. So don't forget KKVI Radio, We Talk Radio Network, holding it down for you. Your girl Kia D, holding it down for the world. That's right. Now, I am Kia D. That's right, Miss Arlington, Texas, plus America. But I am also very proud to be Miss Missouri, plus America as well. So I've got to thank you for being here and letting me into your life. We'll be right back with more in just a few moments.
Let me in.
Without you, I'm nothing.
so much for tuning in to another incredible and amazing episode of the Kia D Unplugged Show, hosted by yours truly, Miss Kia D. I'm also known as Miss Missouri Plus America. Thank you so much for tuning in to the incredible episode here that we've got planned for you today. Got some amazing guests. Our first guest is going to be coming up in just a few moments. Our first guest is going to be the incredible Mr. Donovan Sammons with Edward Jones Investments. It is going to be off the chain. We've got some investment questions for him. We've got some IRA questions for him. We've got some retirement questions. I mean, I want to know what all this stuff is, and I know you do too. So today is going to be a very informative show. Get your pens and your paper ready. It's going to be absolutely off the chain. Now, also coming up, right after Mr. Sammons, I've got an incredible gospel artist by the name of A.V. A.V. is off the chain, and you're going to love him. He is a Christian hip-hop artist. He's going to be bringing in his amazing flow here to the show today, and you're going to absolutely, absolutely love it. So don't go anywhere. It's just a few minutes. We're going to be back, and we're going to be talking to the amazing Mr. Donovan Sammons. But right now, I've got this awesome song I want to play. Want to play. It Don't Want to Suffer, because we don't want to suffer no more. Kindred, the Family Soul, they are absolutely no strangers to KKBI Radio 89.9 FM and We Talk Radio Network. They are absolutely true troopers here on the network, and we love them, and they love us. So right here, Don't Want to Suffer, Kindred, the Family Soul. Your girl Kia D will be right back with more Kia D Unplugged.
Yours is that the same. Why is this? I don't know, but I'ma find out, that's for sure. I'm changing my position. Watch and listen, it's about to go down. Watch to go down. Don't fret, cause I got enough to go around. Thank you.
right. We got to thank you so much for tuning in to another incredible and crazy episode of the Kia D Unplugged Show. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in right here on We Talk Radio Network and KKVI Radio 89.9 FM. And for those of you who are listening via Blog Talk Radio, we got to give you a shout out too. Thank you for tuning in all over the world. We truly appreciate it. We have got a very extraordinary artist that is coming on right now. He is absolutely incredible, and I want to introduce you to, just telling you, the brother is off the chain. He is a Christian hip-hop artist. He's got so much energy. It is absolutely incredible. I want you to light the fire, light the stage for my man, Mr. A.V. How you doing, A.V.?
Oh, I'm doing great. How you doing tonight?
Life is lovely. I'm feeling on top of the world. As usual, God is good. You know what I mean?
Come on. Oh, yeah, all the time. All the
time. All the time. All the time. I want to dive directly into you, A.V., who you are, what you do. I mean, being a Christian hip-hop artist in the world today, I want to dive directly into who you are and what you do. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm a Christian rap artist from here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Being an artist, I also speak. I do motivational speaking at different schools, places of that sort. And for the most part, my ministry is just to inspire, to empower, to ignite whatever hopes, dreams that the youth have in them. Even, some of our adults who haven't really lived a fulfilled life but just existed throughout life. I want to ignite whatever that is in them that they want to do for Christ and let them know that the people, our people that's in the streets, if you're doing something for the devil, use that to glorify God. So, that's basically what my ministry is about. You know, I do it from the stage to the parks. It doesn't really matter. I just want to reach out and help some people.
Absolutely. A.V., I absolutely love it. I'm telling you, you set an amazing stage for greatness, you know what I mean? And like you said, you're not only an artist, but you also do motivational speaking, and you like to speak to the youth, because, I mean, basically that's where it is. Even speaking with the adults and the elderly, hey, it's important too, but our youth are our future, they're our tomorrow, and we got to make sure, you know what I'm saying, they got the right frame of mind, you know what I'm saying, they're going to end up raising the elderly, you see what I mean? So we got to make sure they right, you know what I'm saying? If they ain't right, I don't know what's going to be right. So we appreciate you doing
real.
What you do, you know what I mean? Listen, I know that, you know, being an artist in this world today, you know, like getting mad respect, like Christian hip-hop is getting like mad respect and mad play. You really are doing this at a great time, and it's still at the beginning stages, you know what I mean? And it's been around for years, but because it has the progression that it has, it's still in the beginning stages, and so to be at the beginning stages, man, how does that feel for you?
Man, I give God all the glory for, you know, just being used, and I thank God for you speaking on that it being at the beginning stages, because I was just sharing that with a guy the other day, just giving him hope because he's in the ministry and he's noticed some of the setbacks or just some of the obstacles that we face as Christian rap artists we're in more traditional settings. And, you know, they don't really – I was telling him basically sometimes you got to see past the religious or traditional people, and you got to see to the youth that's on the other side of them. You know, you gotta basically just see that mission and have the vision that you just spoke of. We're seeing that we're just trailblazers right now, and this is the beginning of this thing. It's going to be something great, but we have to nurture it, you know, like it's our baby. You know, God gave us, you know, this calling, gave us these gifts, and we have to go out here and just see it not as a talent or ability, but see it as a responsibility that we have. So I just take every opportunity that I have to just share the word of God, you know, and inspire somebody's heart. I just see every responsibility every opportunity as a responsibility and just a blessing.
Absolutely.
To be able to do so. So, you know, I'm excited. I'm excited about it all. So, you know, it's just that much better for me to be, you know, one of the ones that's starting this thing off. Just really, I say just picking up the torch, because I, you know, God's been doing it for a minute, but it's just, it's still rolling, and the world haven't seen, you know, the impact that we're going to have with Christian rap, you know, yet. So I'm just excited about what God is doing and what's about to happen.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Man, you are holding it down and doing an amazing job all the way from Louisiana and coming from the home of one of the hottest rappers out right now, Lil Wayne, who we know, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we all know could be doing a lot more to influence and motivate kids to do amazing and great things. Now, he could be doing a whole lot worse than he's doing, but honestly, he could be doing a whole lot more because he's got, like, these kids in the palm of his hand, you know what I mean? So, you know, like, what is it that we can do? And I know we say we're small, we're one, but even as an individual, you know, we can do mighty things. But as unified, we can do amazing things. You know, how do you feel like right now where you are in your state? You know, what do you feel like you can do in order to change the mindsets, kind of reverse what's being done already?
What I can do is the same thing that they're doing is being consistent. Because I think that's the area where we lack at. The world's always finding crafty ways to get the attention of the young people. They dropping mixtapes all the time, and they just they always doing stuff. They're always investing into their careers, and sometimes they invest in their careers more than we invest in our ministries. And they don't see a kick. And a lot of times they don't see a kickback, you know, as soon as they do it, the same way we don't. But the thing about it is God got us covered. You know, the word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. So it's like, I mean, we got a disclaimer where we don't have to worry about nothing, but we still start getting saint in the process. So if anything, we could just be consistent. That's how we can change this. That's how we can change what's happening. That's how we can actually combat the efforts of a Lil Wayne or something like that. Because, I mean, we see these guys on TV and stuff, and they working. They on the stage, but then after they get off the stage, they in the studio. They working hard to do what they do. So to us, it's more than church on a Sunday or a midweek service, you know, or outreach every now and then. Nah, man, we got to work. If we want to make an impact for, you know, for God, for the kingdom of God, get out here and do it. The Bible says, faith without works is dead. So, you know, believe in it. Pray about it. But put your hands to the plow and be consistent, because that's what a drug dealer gets a hand over us is. He's on the corner all the time. But we all think
all the
busy
time
to be on
don't
the corner.
Don't stop. You don't sleep, man.
They don't.
It's crazy because I work with a group of kids right now, and I love it. Actually, I work with several groups of kids, but in several different nonprofit organizations. But one particular group of kids, you know, it's a group of at-risk youth, and you know, some of them have done some bad things, and most of them have been in the juvenile system at one point in time in their life. And you know, so one of them got three kids. I think he's 19. You know, another one. I mean, everybody got a story. You know, everybody got a story. Mm-hmm. But I love working with them because we all have an opportunity to see growth one moment at a time. And when you work with kids who literally have had people tell them they can't do anything, an inch of growth is almost like a mile of growth to them. And so, like, they are so appreciative, and it's so like they literally soak it up and take it in. And so I know for a fact that what you're doing as a gospel Christian hip-hop artist, when we go into these churches and we go into the streets and we're in the malls and all the places that you go, you're talking to damaged people, and you're talking to people who need something and they're missing something. And so you are a huge part to what God has in his plan, because you're now able to take something that is what people think is secular, and you are able to put a Christian spin on it, put a little Jesus juice on it, give it to the people, and the people love it and accept it. And now you know what I'm saying? Now the people who are hurt and damaged have received something. They don't even realize what they're receiving.
Exactly.
They don't realize they just gotten poisoned with some good old Jesus. But
they think
they're listening to some. I think it's so smart. I think it is so intelligent. And I think the people who have not gotten on with the bandwagon, because you get a lot of slack. I'm going to ask you in a second. Matter of fact, how do you feel about the people who just don't understand, you know, the gospel rap game? People don't understand Christian hip hop. And it's not just an older generation kind of deal. I heard younger people say they don't get it. You know, so what do you have to say to them?
What I have to say to them is, if you don't get it, I mean, stick with your Shirley Caesar, your Mary Mary, your John P. Key, whoever that is, that means that you're not my target if you don't get it. I'm not trying to just reach people that's church. My thing is to reach the people that's not church and get them in church, you know? That means that you already fine if you don't get it. You already got something that you get. So you get that and you keep it. And I'm going for the other ones that need to be got, you know? So that's what I say about that. Oh man, I didn't always have that mindset. I mean, I've been in the ministry before where I just got off, you know, off the platform from rapping, and I got torn down by the next preacher that came up because he didn't understand, you know, the delivery. And of course, he started, you know, talking about all this traditional stuff. And, you know, once he started with the hymns, the whole church went up and everybody shouting and all this stuff. But at the same time, I knew what my assignment was. So my assignment wasn't for the part of the church that was shouting. My assignment for the part was for those kids on the back that were sitting down when he was up but was standing up
now.
When I got up. So, you know,
with your bad self.
it's just about purpose and knowing your purpose. And that same thing that keeps me focused, and I know that that's going to keep the other youth focused. So that's what my ministry is. Like, my website is thevipproject.com. That's THEVIP Project. And VIP stands for Vision, Identity, and Purpose. So I aim, you know, I go to those kids like, okay, you know, word already says where there's no vision that people perish. So it's like, if you don't know where you're going, man, you end up anywhere in life. So you need to know where you're going. You need to know that your identity needs to be in Christ, and you need to know about your purpose. And if I can't teach you anything else about your purpose, is that you need to know your why in life. Why are you living, and why you shouldn't do certain things? And if we instill in them why they need not to do things, and we don't have to preach at them so much about what to do. So, and I incorporate that message in my music, and that's where I find the effectiveness at. And I just let God lead me, but I know that's my ministry. It's not just I know it's my ministry is different than some other people. They'll run you straight through the whole New and the Old Testament, and that's, you know, that guy does that, he does it well, that's what he does. I know mine is to inspire them and to use the gifts that they have to glorify God and to keep them in the body of Christ, to show them their value.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Incredible. I love it. This man is off the chain. If you're just tuning in, I have got Christian hip-hop artist A.V. on the line. He's also a motivational speaker, and he's right now in the Louisiana area, but he travels. So if you need him, I'm telling you, God payment will travel. That's how we do. Hold it down right here. My man, A.V., doing amazing things. Listen, I want to know, where can we find you? I know you're going to be on stages. We got your website. Give that website out again. We want to know how we can support you. We want to know how we can purchase a CD, all that great stuff.
Okay. You can go to, as far as the support and everything, well, actually my schedule as well, it'll be on my website, thevipproject.com. That's THEVIPproject.com. And on their website is my Twitter, my Facebook, even my MySpace, my YouTube. Everything is on that site. I make it real easy for you. And also, there's a place on there where you can view some YouTube videos that are on that site as well. This, you know, shows things as far as the actual ministry in action, as well as, you know, some other videos that some people may find more entertaining. But like you said, I do travel. We just came from South Carolina with the management group, PMG Management Group. We just came from South Carolina yesterday, actually. No, that was Saturday. And we headed back out probably, well, this weekend we're going to do some stuff at home, because I feel your ministry, you should do it at home. You know, you should take care of home before you go and try to preach to everybody else. So we're going to be going to school on Friday, Lee High School here in Baton Rouge. Then we're going to do a walk for child abuse that Saturday. We're going to be incorporated in a play that Saturday night. So we're going to get it in at home next weekend. Then we back off. I think we'll be in Detroit. The weekend after that. But the schedule's online, and that's thevipproject.com. They can leave a comment on there. Hit me up on Twitter. That's @_AV. And just get with the lifestyle. I don't say movement. This is a lifestyle. So we're going to keep moving. So just get with it.
I love it, love it, love it. I have already liked you on Facebook. I'm already on your Twitter page and all that good stuff. I absolutely love it.
Okay.
This off the channel. I'm telling you, I love this stuff. So thank you so very much for being on the show today. We truly, truly appreciate it. You are absolutely incredible. Make sure you find us on Facebook, We Talk Radio, and Kia D. Okay. And we love you. We truly appreciate you for doing all that you do. And I'm telling you, it's just amazing. It's incredible. I love it. And, hey, make sure you check him out on his website, thevipproject.com. Tell me what VIP stands for again. I got to have that.
VIP stands for Vision, Identity, and Purpose. Vision, Identity, and Purpose. Vision, if you don't know where you're going, you end up anywhere. Identity, who are you? You need to know who you are. Don't just go and pick up this. Don't follow the latest trends. Don't find your identity in the last person you saw on MTV, BET, or just on your street corner. Your identity is in Christ. Through Christ, we can do all things. And for his purpose, know why you exist. Know what your purpose is here on earth. And your purpose will protect you in life. So that's VIP, Vision, Identity, and Purpose. And I have an EP out right now called Dream Chasers. So I want them to check out that EP. It's on iTunes. They can go to iTunes for Dream Chasers, AV, or just go to my website, and it'll take you directly to it. And Dream Chasers, that's to inspire the body of Christ. I mean, just the body of Christ, everybody. To, you know, if you already living right, it's going to help you live better. If you're living wrong, it's going to help you live right. So go get Dream Chasers, and it's going to ignite that fire in you.
I love it. Check my man out, AV, holding it down. Hits stages everywhere, and he will hit a stage near you very, very soon. And if you want him to come perform at a show, at an event, all that great stuff, make sure you check him out. He is absolutely off the chain. If you're just tuning in, I have got Christian hip-hop artist AV on the line. Hold it down. Thank you so much, AV. We truly appreciate it.
Oh, man. Glory to God. I thank you for the opportunity. Yes,
you are so welcome. Now, before you go, I want you to introduce this song coming up right now. This song is it's all yours, actually, Breaking the Limits. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Oh, yeah. Man, Breaking the Limits. I want y'all to check this out. Peep it line for line. This is Breaking the Limits. If it's a limit in your life, if you got that glass ceiling, I want you to break through it. Take it off, because you can do all things through Christ. There ain't no limits on your life. Nobody can stop you but you. So y'all peep out this song, Breaking the Limits, and break the limits off. No more excuses. AV, Breaking the Limits.
Whoop, whoop, AV,
Breaking the Limits.
Thank you, AV. Love you, baby.
I don't see no one. I don't see nothing in my way.
Roadblock trying to tell me I can't go past. Speed limit trying to tell me I can't go fast. Bank account telling me I ain't got no cash. A heavenly father, but they think that we ain't got no dad. Huh? How you put these limits on my life? A caged up eagle that's eager to take flight. This one chance at life I can't take light. Look to the future because the past I can't make right. So I pray for God to strengthen me. I'm pushing past the limits and I'm breaking all the boundaries. Surrounded by the positive negatives in my enemy. The soundtrack of my life, I ought to be. Breaking all the limits and breaching all the borders. Hurry up, you won't feel me. I ain't stopping for recording. Life is good.
dealing with the vision, won't let me sit. I'm about to go, and I'ma do some things I ain't never did. All glory to God, cause I know I ain't that clever kid. More than a conqueror, dominates every element. And if they ask you, you can tell them this: I'm breaking all the limits.
Situation, like I said, is very unique to that person.
I absolutely love it. I mean, I think that going in a five-step process is a lot better than doing it in 10, because sometimes when you do it in 10, people are like, oh, that's too many steps. I think keeping it very simple and with the five steps is great. But now you spoke about savings and investments, and, you know, just for some people who have no idea what's the difference between saving and investing, can you tell us that?
Well, the difference between saving and investing is most people, the general rule of thumb is to have around 6 months of income saved up for, you know, general expenses as an emergency fund. And so savings is just money in a savings account in a bank or in a checking account that you need on a rainy day. And so it's always good to have that money sit to the side, because we'll all have a rainy day one day, whether the car breaks down or you have a medical emergency or things of that nature. And so that's saving. It's money that you can easily access in the bank. And investments are going to be more of your retirement-based things, like your stocks, your bonds, your mutual funds. And so that's where you take that excess money that you have after you fulfill your savings goal and invest that money to get a better return on your money. And so investing is pretty much geared towards long-term.
Ah. Now, I know that if someone wants to go deeper into stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, we're going to give out your information so that they can get deeper into that, because I know that's also a huge thing. As a matter of fact, if you don't mind just briefly giving us a small description, what is the difference between stocks, bonds, and mutual funds? Now, you don't have to, because we want the clients to call you. So give us a little teaser about exactly what the difference is between those three.
Well, we'll start off with stocks. Stocks is where you invest and you own shares in an individual company. So, for instance, you may buy shares in Walmart or AT&T or Verizon Wireless or things of that nature. So we invest in those companies. You invest a small portion or a large portion of your money to take advantage of the appreciation in the stock price. And so when you buy shares of different companies, you become a part owner in that company based on your shares that you have. And a mutual fund is a good way to invest in multiple companies. So a mutual fund doesn't invest in one single company. It'll invest in companies from different areas, like your Chevrons, you may have AT&T, your Walmarts, you know, your Johnson & Johnsons and things of that nature. So the term diversified comes with mutual funds because your money's spread out amongst different companies. And a bond is a very unique, different type of investment. That is where you loan your money to either a corporation, which are corporate bonds, or a municipality like the City of Dallas or a school district, which are called tax-free bonds. And so you loan your money to a corporation or a municipality, and they pay you an interest rate on your money. And usually that's paid twice a year. And so at the end of that term, that bond may be out 5 years, 10 years, or 15 years, whatever the case may be, and they'll pay you interest over that time period. And when they have paid that bond off, they'll give you back your initial investment.
Wow. Wow. So, and depending on what, you know, an individual is wanting to do, what their individual needs are or desires are, I guess, would be what they would actually invest in, being a stock or bond, mutual fund, or all that.
Exactly, exactly. Every person's situation is different, and so, you know, you can always kind of, we'll sit down and talk about what's the best strategy for you, because what's right for you may not be right for me or may not be right for someone else. So that's where we sit down and we use our five-step process to talk with each of our clients to figure out what's going to be the best solution for them.
Now, I do want to ask you this. I know that a lot of times, and I don't want to dive into one race, because it's not a racial issue. It's a cultural and a lifestyle and a Generation X kind of issue. It's just a generational issue, period, where we have this thing where our life insurance isn't important until we get old. Retirement isn't important until we get old, but yet there may be an unexpected death, and now we have just left family members, children, spouses with these bills, and we can't even bury you now because we don't have any life insurance on you, so we can't bury you now. Now we have to go and take our money that we didn't already have on our paychecks that we use every week and try and bury someone. So I want to briefly also talk about the importance of life insurance and having some type of retirement, something saved, anything, something.
Well, life insurance, you know, is very good to get that when you're younger. See, someone my age, at the age of 24, may not think life insurance is something that is needed, but it's very important because we don't know when our last day will be. And so we don't want to leave our families in a financial struggle just because we failed to plan for the future. And so life insurance is very important because you want to leave your family members with having to come up with money to bury you or pay any of your debts now that you have passed on. And so life insurance is very important because that's something that you don't want to leave to your family in addition to them in the grieving process having to find money to pay, you know, your burial expenses. And so it's really important to get life insurance as young as possible because it's also cheaper. And usually you're healthier when you're younger. So life insurance when you're younger is very important. And also do life insurance reviews for people who maybe haven't had a chance to sit down and adequate where they have enough life insurance. Because having life insurance is important, but it's also good that you have enough life insurance.
I love it. I love it. I love it. If you are just tuning in, I am joined by Mr. Donovan Sammons. He is a financial advisor with Edward Jones Investments, and he is absolutely incredible, keeping us up to date on all the stocks and bonds and mutual funds and investments and savings and everything else and life insurance and retirement, all that good stuff. Like, it is so important. If you do not have these things, and you're wanting to know, hey, listen, I what can I do to get life insurance, or how do I choose life insurance? Like, you know, because a lot of people don't even know how to choose life insurance. Mr. Sammons can sit down with you. He has an office off Forest Lane in Dallas. He would love to sit down with you, plan a meeting, a scheduled time to sit down with you and discuss these things with you. And it is very simple. He keeps the process very simple because we like simple things. Mr. Sammons, do you mind giving us your contact information? We would love to find out how we can just be blessed with this plethora of information that you have.
Well, the best number to reach me on is my office number. And the good thing about my office is that there's only two people in my office, myself and my office assistant, DeWan. And so when you call in, you're either going to get me or you're going to get him. And so my office number is 214-350-0838. And I also let available my cell phone number because people always have questions outside of business hours and things of that nature. So that number is 903-239-3157.
So I'm going to make sure that we have those numbers correct, Mr. Sammons, and those numbers are 214-350-0838. That is going to be your office number and your cell number, because guess what? We do have crazy hours, not just office hours, of course. Ugh, who does that, right? 903-239-3157 if you need to reach him by cell. He is available. We've got to thank you so much, Mr. Sammons, for just coming on the show and allowing us to pick your brain and talk about this great, amazing stuff. And if you would love to schedule an appointment with him, he would love to speak with you and because this information is so important. We want you to get a life insurance policy. It's also important to have life insurance policies on the children as well. He could also talk to you about that. And I'm assuming it's not expensive. Am I right?
No, life insurance for children is probably cheaper than the cheapest insurance you can get. And so the good thing about the insurance companies we work with is that we're able to shop rates around and figure out what's going to be the cheapest rate for you and also find the best solutions where you're trying to cover maybe just yourself or a spouse or even a child or the whole family. And so we really do our due diligence on trying to find the best rate for you that's going to help you reach your whatever goal that may be.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you so very much for coming on to the show, and we just really, truly appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for having me on. I look forward to helping out anybody that calls in and setting an appointment to help them reach their retirement goals.
Yay. So is there anything else that we need to know before you leave?
I think the biggest thing when it comes down to meeting with a lot of people that I see, one thing they say is they don't have money to invest. And one of the things that a lot of us don't put together is the B word, and it's called a budget. Mm. A budget is very important because you go to work, you collect the paycheck, but if you don't know where that money is going, that's a major problem. And so a lot of people will say, well, I don't have the money to invest, but yet you can't tell me where your money's going. And so if you sit down with a lot of my clients, we sit down around your expenses and your income to figure out how much money do you really have, what discretionary income do you have to invest, and are you spending your money in an area where maybe you can cut back and put some of that money in your pocket to create wealth for your future. And so I think a budget is the most important thing you can do to really figure out what money do I have so I can pay a life insurance premium, save money for retirement, or just put money back for a rainy day.
Absolutely, because those things are so very important, and I don't think people truly realize the importance. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. I truly, truly appreciate your presence and being here today. I mean, it was absolutely incredible. I truly enjoyed the time. Thank you so very, very much.
Thank you for having me. I look forward to coming back soon in the future.
Absolutely. Can't wait to have you back on again. If you're just tuning in and you want to know what to do with your money, listen, no budget is a budget. We can work with no budget. Just go talk to my man. If you're a business owner, if you're an individual, if you work for someone, if you're thinking about starting a business one day, if you've been in a corporation for 25 years, I don't care. If you're unemployed, I don't care what it is, make sure you get at him because, you know, even though no money is no money, you can't really spread no money if you ain't got no money. But at the same time, you will have money. We're going to speak that into your life. You will have some money. Hello. And so you need to know exactly what you need to do before you get that money so you know exactly how to budget. Make sure you call my man, Mr. Donovan Sammons, with the incredible and also a lovely Edward Jones Investments. He's got an incredible office off of Forest Lane in Dallas. Could you give out your information just one more time?
Okay. My office is at 3530. Forest Lane, Suite 140, Dallas, Texas, 75234. And my office number is 214-350-0838. And my cell phone number, 903-239-3157.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We truly, truly appreciate you being here today and giving us all you got. We love it. Thank you so very much. Oh, and, you know, we also know, if you're wanting to know how incredible he really, really is, Mr. Sammons also speaks with youngsters as well about exactly what he does. And he recently spoke with a group of youngsters in Fort Worth at a community college. Some at-risk youth that he spoke with were just absolutely amazed. They were, first of all, like, oh, my goodness, what are we going to learn? Financial, no. They were so excited by the time he walked out of the room, and it was awesome. So you were able to take these youngsters between the ages of 16 and 24 and feed them some great information. So I know that you will definitely do amazing things with individuals that own businesses and all that great stuff. So we thank you for doing everything that you do in the community and for businesses. We truly appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I definitely want to get back out there and speak to the youngsters again and just keep that education going because the younger you know it, the sooner you can apply it, and the better off your financial future will definitely be.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Yay, Mr. Sammons. Don't go anywhere, guys. When we come back, I have got Christian gospel artist. That's right. She is a motivational speaker. She is an entrepreneur. She is a philanthropist. She is a radio personality. The beautiful and amazing Nita B. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. It's her hit right here. Oh, no.
This song right here is dedicated to all the people. Feel like giving up. I want to encourage you today. Hold on a little longer. Check it. I'm holding on no matter what the devil brings my way. I'm pressing on through tests and trials and ups and downs because I'm bold and I'm more than a conqueror.
Somebody help me say, I'm holding on. I'm holding on no matter what the devil brings my way. I'm pressing on through tests and trials and ups and downs. Because I'm bold and I'm more than a conqueror. A touch of labor and say, I'm holding on. I'm holding on no matter what the devil brings my way. I'm pressing on through tests and trials and ups and downs. In my sicknesses and weaknesses, I'm holding on to see what the end is going to be. I'm holding on to every word God has come to see. Not that I ride, but I'm pressing towards the mark for my prize. For I'm more than a conqueror, cause Christ lives and strengthens me. Cause in my weakness, strength is made perfect. Not that I'm perfect, but I'm fighting for the crown. The crown God is going to give me when I finish this ride. I try my best to live the way I preach and teach. No fake and shaking, cause I know for heart and live within my soul. I'm trying to put the devil on my flesh and raise and let my spirit man lead. And got me through all my days. So let your light shine in me before your people. For I'm doing the very best I can. But the rest, I got to give it up to you. Because I'm holding on no matter what the devil brings my way. I'm pressing on through tests and trials and ups and downs. Because I'm bold and I'm more than a conqueror. I'm holding on, cause what don't kill you can only make you strong. But the race is not given to the strong or to the swift, but to those who endure to the end. I'm believing God for every word he has promised me. For his word says, don't be weary in what doing, cause in due season your blessings shall overflow. But let me tell you though, even you grow tired and weary, young and suffering. Father, those who hope in the Lord shall renew their strength. They will soar up a week like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. You got to speak things into your life could be not know as though they were. He's bringing his light in his choking deep. And cast all your cares upon him, but he cares for you. And like I told you before, my God is faithful and he's true. And you better believe he'll bring you through. Do you believe it? Cause I believe it. Come on. I'm holding on no matter what the devil brings my way. I'm pressing on through tests and trials and ups and downs. Because I'm bold and I'm more than a conqueror. Let God's people say, I'm holding on. I'm holding on cause my blessing is great in heaven. Cause this life is only temporary. I'm holding on cause my blessing is great in heaven. Cause this life is only temporary. Hey, I'm holding on cause my blessing is great in heaven. Cause this life is only temporary. I'm holding on. I'm holding on. I'm holding on. Y'all better hold on. I'm holding on no matter what the devil brings my way. I'm pressing on through tests and trials and ups and downs. Because I'm bold and I'm more than a conqueror. Touch your neighbor and tell them I'm holding on. I'm holding on no matter what the devil brings my way. I'm pressing on through tests and trials and ups and downs. Because I'm bold and I'm more than a conqueror. Come on. Cause when I look back over my life, and I see where God has brought me from, let's go. I'm taking everything the enemy stole from me, cause God has given me power, dominion, and authority. When I look back over my life, and I see where God has brought me from, I'm taking everything the enemy stole from me, cause God has given me power, dominion, and authority. I'm holding on no matter what the devil breaks my way. I'm pressing on through tests and trials and ups and downs. Because I'm bold and I'm more than a conqueror. Somebody help me say, I'm holding on. I'm holding on no matter what the devil breaks my way. I'm pressing on through tests and trials and ups and downs. Because I'm bold and I'm more than a conqueror. Somebody help me say, I'm holding on. I'm holding on. I'm holding on. I'm holding on. Y'all better hold on. Are you holding on? Cause I'm holding on. But are you holding on? Y'all better hold on. Hold on, come on, hold on, hold on, everybody wants you, hold on, hold on, you hold on, you got to hold on, come on. I'm holding on no matter what the devil brings my way. I'm pressing on through tests and trials and ups and downs. Because I'm bold and I'm more than a conqueror. Somebody help me say, I'm holding on.
You know how we just be holding on. Girl Kia D holding it down for KKVI Radio 89.9 FM, holding it down for We Talk Radio Network, holding it down for you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I don't care how you're listening, online, in your car, I don't care where you are at the office, it doesn't matter. Your girl Kia D has got you covered. We have got to thank you. Thank all of our special guests for being here so far. We have had gospel Christian hip-hop artist A.V. holding it down. We've also had our financial expert, that's right, financial advisor Donovan Sammons with Edward Jones Investments here. That's right. Also, I have got our next guest here right now. She is, that's right, she got some female power in the building. She is absolutely extraordinary. Her energy is magnificent. You just heard her hit, that's right, the awesome hit, Holding On. My girl, Nita B, is here to join me right now. She is a philanthropist. She's a motivational speaker. She's a radio personality. She is also a gospel rapper. Nita B, how you doing, baby?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for that great introduction.
You are so welcome. You deserve it, girl. You deserve the best, baby.
Already, I appreciate that.
You so welcome. That's how we do right here on the Kia D Unplugged Show. We throw out the red carpet because, you know, we all deserve it. We all deserve greatness. And you, my dear, deserve an extra dose of goodness because you are giving us the best that God has giving you. We appreciate you. You know, literally, God has given it to you, and you're giving it right back out. We truly appreciate you doing everything you can for God.
Already, I appreciate that. Thank you.
You are welcome. We want to talk to you about who you are and what you do, because there's so much that you do, I really don't know when you sleep.
Wow, that's hilarious. Well,
that's
first of all, thank you so much. Yeah, you know, I tend to do a lot, but just a little bit about myself. Like you were saying, you introduced me very greatly. I am a Christian rapper, radio personality, entrepreneur. I have my own foundation, the Shanita Brown Foundation, my own radio show, The Need to Be Experienced, as well as I've actually been rapping for 12 years, and so I'm actually working on my album now as we speak. Well, I'm not really in the studio right now, but I am working on the album as we speak. And so that's just a little bit about myself. I'm a youth pastor in my church, Believers International Church, here in Arlington, Texas, and motivation speaker, whatever. I mean, I'll change your oil in your car. I'll be a mechanic. Whatever you need me to be, I do it all.
We change tires too. We do it all.
Already.
We hooked it up. I love it. And the crazy thing about it is, you know, somebody asked me, and you got crazy energy like me. It's just off the chain. I love it. But somebody asked me the other day, like, here, you know, like, for real, like, when do you slow down? It's like, you know what? I really don't. Because God gave this to us for a reason. It's a reason why he gave us so much energy, we electrify people. It's a reason why you on stage are amazing and people are captivated to you, you know, when you speak the name of Jesus. Come on now. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So,
yes.
I mean,
yes.
You know, and you're not talking about shaking your booty. You're not, because, you know, people are usually captivated by when you talk about shaking your booty. But, no, you're talking about Jesus. And so people are just really captivated by that. And so it says a lot about who God has set in front of stage, set on these stages, when you can say the name Jesus and people listen and people love it and people are captivated and they want to know more about the Jesus that you're serving because they see the energy that you possess and what he's giving you and what you're giving out. I'm telling you, girl, it's all a cycle, girl. You better, girl, God is good.
Hey, I love it.
God is good.
It.
How long you been doing your thing?
Yes,
how long you been doing your gospel rap?
I've been doing my gospel rap for 12 years. I started when I was 12 years old, so I'm 24 years old. And so just basically, like I said, just working on my album. I've been all over Texas. I've rapped all over Texas. You name the city, I've probably been there within my 12 years. Just basically, like you're saying, you know, just serving God and really just standing up for the female rappers out there. You don't have a lot of gospel female rappers, and so God gave me this gift. And I just started writing when I was 12 and just started performing. I started in my church, Avon's Rock Cathedral, at the time. And from there, you know, I just kind of just happened from there. So it's been a long journey, but I thank God for preserving me and keeping me and even just growing me in wisdom and knowledge in this rap game.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I think it is absolutely off the chain, and it is going to be incredible. We have just been joined by the beautiful Miss Nita B. She is absolutely off the chain. She is a youth pastor as well. We didn't know that. I'm glad to know it, girl. And let's talk about that because, you know, I'm sure that, you know, you being a gospel rapper in your church, I don't know if people, were they very accepting? Were they accepting it all to, you know, because seriously, it takes a while for people to understand it. Even if you're in the church and you hear the gospel lyrics, but you're also hearing little, not technically, but you're hearing a beat that sounds like Lil Wayne's beat. And so people don't, they're like, that ain't gospel, that ain't Christian music, that's the devil's music. Mm-hmm. And so in your church, in your arena, in your where you have been delivering your message your way, have you found it hard? Have you found a lot of walls up, you know, with your, with the people around you not being accepting to the gospel rap?
That's a great question. I actually have, my church is very, very accepting of the gift that God has given me. And I've been, like I said, I've been in different places. I've rapped for different denominations, different events. And at times, it was a little pressing at times. My back was up against the wall in some places because of, you know, the acceptance of Christian rap. People are really just now kind of embracing Christian rap and being in it for so long. I saw a lot of the backlash and the negativity, but even out of that, I also saw positive things coming out as well. Like you said, you know, you mentioned the Lil Wayne beat. Before I even got my own beat, I would rap to worldly beats because that's all I had. And so even rapping over a track but still spitting the gospel, people, you know, at first they were kind of hesitant, like, oh, that's that Beyonce song. But once they got past that and they listened to the words, I think that really impacted them and empowered them. I've had 70-year-olds come up to me and was like, baby, I heard every word you said. That was awesome. You know, keep doing it for God. I've had, you know, different religions who were not even into the hip-hop. They've even come up to me and said the same thing. So just being different places and around different people have had their own opinions or their own insights, but for the most part, very welcoming. I've had some people say, you know, I've never listened to Christian rap or like Christian rap until I heard you, you know. So it makes me feel good because it is about the message. It's not about the beat, because I've rapped a cappella before. I've been to places where the sound system sucked, and I was like, you know what, like they did in the old church, let's do some hand clapping and toe tapping, and we're going to go ahead and work this out. And I would just spit the message of God, because that's what it's about. It's about the message of God and impacting and empowering people to want to become better Christian, and that's what it's about. So I've had my share of, you know, negativity, I've had my share of positive, but, you know, the good has always outweighed the bad. It's always propelled me to continue to keep pushing and to keep going on.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Listen, we truly, truly appreciate you for continuing this journey. Man, it is absolutely off the chain. We know that you hit stages all over, and we want to continue to support you in this journey. And as we want to know how we can find you, how we can get a CD, how we can go to the website, how we can find you on Facebook and Twitter, and all that great stuff. We want to support you.
Man, I'm going to need like 20 minutes just to say all that. Nah,
I already know. That's because that's what you be working, girl.
Already, I'm everywhere. First of all, you guys can hit me up by going to www.needtobeproductions.com, you know, for my speaking engagement. You want me to come speak to your youth, radio, whatever. You guys can also find me on Facebook by going to www.facebook.com/needtobeproductions or /needtobelistening. You can find me on Twitter at I am Nita B, and also follow the radio show at Nita B Experience. You guys can, if you want me to come rap at your event, you guys can contact my management, TND Marketing and Management. That's TND Marketing and Management. You guys can email them at tnddimensions@gmail.com. That's tnddimensions@gmail.com. Or you guys can just give them a call at 214-514-2926. And like I always say, book me, because I promise you your event will never be the same, and that's in a good way. So you need to be booking me. Real talk.
Woo, woo, woo. Big shout out to the Next Dimension Management Level Marketing and Management Services. They are absolutely off the chain, and we have got to thank them for doing everything that they do, because they off the chain. And listen, seriously, we make sure you get a CD from this young lady, and make sure you get autographed copy of a CD from this young lady. She is absolutely off the chain, in studio right now, putting it on wax. Or is it still wax? It's not wax anymore, is it?
You know, I don't know. I'm
plastic?
Just
putting it on plastic.
Plastic.
There you go.
Putting it on plastic. Putting it on foil. You know, plastic. Put it on foil. Because it's thick, you know.
Yeah.
So we'll make it. We definitely make that.
They putting it on flash drives now. We don't know what this changes so much. We just don't know. Listen, thank you so very much. We got to thank you for being here. If you're just tuning in, I am joined by the great Miss Nita B. She is a philanthropist, a motivational speaker, an entrepreneur. She is a radio personality, a gospel rapper. We didn't even talk about the Nita B. Experience, your incredible radio show. Let's talk about that real quick.
Oh, man, the Nita B. Experience is a radio show. I've been doing this for 5 long years. Been a long time. I think I'm going to retire, Kia D, one day. But I've been doing it for a very long time.
I say the same thing. Every night after this show, I'm like, man, maybe I'm going to retire soon. But I'm like, I can't do it.
I know. It's just a love for it and adrenaline. You guys can just check me out again by going to www.needtobeproductions. We do live interviews, live remotes. Y'all can catch us every morning, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. There we go, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on riseandshine.com. That's R-I-Z-E-N-A-N-D, shine, S-H-Y-N-E.com. You guys can also check us out. We'll be going to the Essence July the 4th. We'll be on Radio Row. So you guys, just go to the website, needtobeproductions.com. Find me on Facebook at Nita B and also the Nita B Experience, and you guys can just keep up with me, everything we're doing. Got a lot of events coming up, so you guys just follow me. God is good, and as I follow Christ, you follow me, and we're going to be all right. Amen.
Amen and amen. I love it, love it. Well, I thank you so very much, and now that I know you do radio shows and stuff like that, I'll make sure I send you an email, because I get guests all the time, so I would love to be able to share that experience with you.
Yes, ma'am. Already.
That's how we do it. I love networking. I love networking. And so I'm literally addicted to it. Like, it's almost like a drug. Seriously. I don't know what happened. Like, one day to the next, it was like, man, I love this. But it's being able to connect the dots for people sometimes. And, you know, it's awesome, you know. So also ministering is also like a drug for me. Like, I love ministering to people and letting the people know just how, literally how good God has been to me and how good he can be to you just by being an example, you know. So I just truly appreciate it. Nita B., thank you so very much. Make sure you check her out at www.needtobeproductions.com. She's on every morning, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
Yes. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m.
7 a.m. to 9.
Rise and Shine. Yeah, R-I-Z-E. You know us. We got to spell it different ways. R-I-Z-E and A-N-D-E Shine, S-H-Y-N-E.com.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And she also has an incredible organization, the Shanita Brown Foundation. Let's talk about that really briefly.
Yes, ma'am. The Shanita Brown Foundation, it is a foundation. I actually just founded it in October of 2012. What we do is to inspire, to instruct, and to impel. Basically, we reach all types of different people, boys, men, women, boys, and girls, and we just impel them and inspire them to continue to dream big. That's one of my mantras. I've been having on my Facebook status, and everybody knows me by this signature. I'm going places to dream big. So just to let them know to dream big, the sky, people always say, sky's the limit. I just don't believe that the sky is not the limit. And in my speech, dream big, I'll go into more details about that. So basically, we just inspire people, instruct them, and impel them, and encourage them to continue to go forth. Real quick, one of our programs we just had in February, we actually raised money for a young man who's in a coma, a 14-year-old boy who was playing football, head-to-head collision. He's still in a coma. He's been in a coma since October the 1st of 2012. And so one of the programs under the Shanita Brown Foundation was called Endless Dreams, Hope for an Athlete. And if you guys still, we're still taking funds, if you guys still want to donate to that cause, you go to my website, you'll see all the information on there. It's still up. You guys can donate by, again, going to my website, needtobeproductions.com, and all the information is there. Or if you say, hey, how can I help you with your organization or with your foundation, we're open to all of it. We will be having an event coming up here in June. I'm not for sure of the date yet, but in June. So you guys, when you see the Shanita Brown Foundation, it's my foundation, just link it to Nita B, and so that's just a little brief about it, brief summary.
Thank you, Miss Nita B. We truly appreciate it. If you're just tuning in, I've got the incredible motivational speaker, gospel rapper, Christian hip-hop artist, Nita B. in the building. Thank you so much, beautiful. We truly appreciate it. Keep rocking stages, baby girl. Keep sprinkling that Jesus juice on them. We love it.
Already. I love it. Jesus juice. I love it. Thank you
Jesus
so much.
Jesus juice. Now listen, you got a hot song. I want you to introduce it right now. Did you perform this past weekend?
Man, I did. I performed last weekend. I performed it last night. I performed it everywhere. You guys got to catch me. We're going to go ahead and introduce this. But real quick, y'all make sure, if I must say this, y'all make sure y'all tune in to the Kia D Show, y'all. I love her energy. First time meeting this lady, and she just off the chain. So you need to be listening to the Kia D Show, Unplugged, baby, on Blog Talk Radio. Right?
I love it. Thank you so much, baby. So I want you to introduce this song, Jesus Mix. Can you introduce that for us?
Yes, man. This is one of my tracks. Jesus, J-E-S-U-S, track 17. We about to go ahead and play this. Y'all be blessed. Again, thank you, Miss Kia D. Y'all enjoy it. Jesus Mix. Let's go.
Whoop, whoop, need a pee in the building. Yeah, I love it. Aha, getting it in.
Y'all put y'all hands together. Let's go. Come on. Everybody say. Huh. Hallelujah, come on. Shake. A many y'all may know him and others may not, but just in case you don't, I'm here to let you know. All of these things that for me, I live for him. I give him all the praise, cause he was the one who raised and saved his name. He will always be the same, but never change. I am in love with him, and I know, he in love with me. So come on, yeah, are you down for Christ? Because I'm down for Christ. If you're down for Christ, shout J-E-S-U-S, everybody say someone asked me, was I down for the man? And then I say, yes, I'm down for the man. The one who died for me, I'm back on Calvary. You who serve God, praise God. Just speak his name and praise. The devil ain't got nothing on my God, because my God reigns forever, forever, ever. Forever, ever, forever, ever. God is holy and will not live among the wicked people. Light is sweet and it pleases the eyes to see the sun. My love is spiritual. I'm giving you knowledge because it's critical. A miracle because I'm down for Christ. So come on, yeah. Are you down for Christ? Like I'm down for Christ. If you're down for Christ, shout J-E-S-U-S. Everybody say J-E-S-U-S. Come on, say J-E-S-U-S. My God is victorious, glorious, marvelous. I don't want no rock singing praise for me. I'm gonna Shabbat him, Barak him, because it's nice representing God's name. It's right, it's tight, it ain't no game. He ain't in it for the fame. He's not the one to blame or for the shame. I thought I told you, he came into my life, turned it around. I made me brand new, I'm sanctified, I'm still having fun. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me. I'm blessing me and keeping me. Took me out of the darkness, brought me into the light. When people be stressing me, you just be testing me. And later on, you be blessing me. So why y'all still looking at me? I'm trying to get the best of me. Don't rest with me, because I'm down for Christ. So when everybody wants to bounce for Christ, let me see you get down for Christ. So come on, get up, I'll put your hands together. Come on, stomp your feet. Come on, everybody say J-E-S-U-S. Let me hear you say J-E-S-U-S. Come on, God, people say like you just don't care. And if you love the Lord and he's been good, somebody say yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. Everybody say work, Holy Ghost, work, Holy Ghost, work. Let me hear you say work, Holy Ghost, work, Holy Ghost, work. Say ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, cause a Holy Ghost party don't
God, I was pumping so hard, y'all. I forgot the show was about to start back up. My bad. That's right. It was the Jesus Nick, my girl Nita B, holding it down. You guaranteed to hear that again next week. Y'all come back for that one. That was off the absolute chain. My girl Nita B holding it down. Make sure you check her out on her website and every single Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning at Nita B, www.nitabproductions.com. She is absolutely off the chain. She is a gospel hip-hop artist. She's also a philanthropist. She's also a radio personality. You name it, she does it absolutely off the chain, so check her out. We've also been joined today by the beautiful and incredible Mr. A.V., who is a Christian hip-hop artist out of Louisiana. You can check him out at thevipproject.com. Also, Mr. Donovan Sammons was here today. He is a financial advisor with Edward Jones Investments. He was here today. That's right. He was talking to us today about savings and investments. It was awesome, awesome, awesome. So absolutely off the chain. Don't forget, you know how we do? Holding it down all throughout the show. We don't stop right there. Now, every single segment, we're going to bring you this incredible financial segment at the end of the show. We're going to talk to you about finances and all that great stuff. So right now, I want to bring to the stage an amazing man. This man is an incredible expert in the market of finances. He is absolutely off the chain. I want you to put your hands, toes, fingers, all that together. My man, Mr. Sean Kelly. How are you, Mr. Kelly?
I'm great. And yourself, KD?
Awesome, awesome, awesome. We are so very happy and excited to have you here talking about finances, talking about our money. It is so very important. We really want to open the floor up to you. Let's first talk to you about who you are and what you do, and then we'll go directly into your incredible segment.
Okay. First of all, I want to say thank you for the opportunity, and thank you for having me to speak with your great following. Again, my name is Sean Kelly. I'm here in Birmingham, Alabama, and I've been in finance for a couple years, probably about the past 5 or 7 years. I've been dealing with finance from everything from your simple budgeting all the way up now to investments. So I'm pretty well-rounded when it comes to finance.
Love it, love it, love it. And so simple budgeting, and I like the way you said simple budgeting, because as we talked about earlier, people like being simple. We like it easy. We like it simple. And so budgeting does not have to be this big, huge headache. And I think people get that misconception that budgeting is like death almost, and it's not. You know, it's just about putting a little bit back. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. The most important thing about putting money back is just like everything else, just being consistent. It doesn't matter the amount. If you can afford to put back $100, $10, or $1,000, just attempt to be consistent with what you do put back.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So today, are you going to have an incredible segment to talk with us about? Do you have like tips and all that great stuff to talk with us about, or would you just like me to just kind of dive into you and continue to ask questions and all that great stuff?
Well, we can do it either way. I do have a little literature, a little something on my mind that I can discuss. Particularly, I know right now credit is a big issue, so that's definitely a nice little topic to discuss. And I can take questions as well. We can do it either way.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. I love it. Why don't you go right into it? And so credit is our topic for tonight. That is awesome.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes.
Basically, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. Go right ahead. Everybody in the studio, like, they drop microphones and headphones and everything. They getting pens so they can figure out why they trying to take notes. So go right ahead.
Okay, great, great. First of all, you want to keep in mind your credit is important. I tell people your credit score is like your resume. You know, when you submit your resume for a job, that resume is what the employer get to see before they even get to sit down with you. You know, it doesn't matter your credentials or what you're doing on the job or in your past, if your resume doesn't speak highly of you, you won't even have that opportunity. And your credit score is the same way. Your credit score is broken down pretty much into 5 categories. The first one is your payment history. And that takes about 35% or take up about 35% of your FICO score. And your payment history can be anything from the number of accounts paid as agreed to as well as later missed payments. That's something that's important. Your next segment would be amounts owed. which takes up about 30% of your FICO score. And what you always want to remember, you don't want to over-leverage yourself, meaning your credit, any credit cards out there, you don't want to have more than 30% of your available credit line utilized. That's about a good number, one-third. Also, balances, you got certain types of accounts. You got revolving credit and you got installment credit. You know, and your revolving credit, of course, is things like your credit cards, and your installment is something like your home, a car note, you know, something where you're pretty much paying the same amount each month for X amount of months or X amount of years. The third segment would be your length of credit history, which it has a weight of about 15%. And your length of credit history, keep in mind that those credit cards that you may not use, but you've had for the past 12 years, that MasterCard that you may have took out while you were in college, keep it open, you know, even if it has a zero balance, because your length of credit history does hold a lot of weight. Also, the next category, which is the fourth, is your new credit, which holds about 10%. And your new credit can be important because sometimes if you open credit lines too fast, you can have too much revolving credit available. And oftentimes, if you're going to attempt to make a purchase, particularly a huge purchase, a car, a home, and if you have too many lines open, that can kind of scare that person that's trying to lend you the money. Because in their mind, they don't want to lend you this money because you can afford it now on paper, and then you run up those credit cards 4 or 5 months later, and you get in a bind and can't make that payment. Mm-hmm. In the last category is the types of credit used, which holds also about 10%, and that's just whether it's installment, revolving, and the number of each type of account. You know, how many revolving lines you have, meaning credit cards. You know, how many installment loans do you have, and things of that nature.
I love it, love it, love it. What a plethora of information. Wow. So what types of things can allow your credit score to jump up? Like if you get a car loan, is that something that has heavy weight on it? Or because I've heard rumors if you get a car loan, that won't boost your credit score up. But if you get a credit card, that will jump your credit score up like really high, which makes no sense. But, hey, you know, I'm not the credit expert.
Well, you know, one thing about credit, you know, everybody has their own little version, you know, how finance works. But typically what you want to do, the first thing is you want to make sure any debt that you do have is current, because it doesn't matter what you do to attempt to boost your credit. If you have something pulling you back, you know, it's almost like when you start off young in school, everybody started out with an A, you know, but it doesn't take much to get down to an F. But once you get in that, you know, D, C range, it's hard to get it back up to an A. So keep that in mind. As far as what helps your credit the most, I tell people if you do have that, you know, particular revolving debt, a credit card, go ahead and pay that balance off. Now, I know they're going to tell you, hey, your minimum payment is $10, you owe us $1,000. You know, some people say, well, I'm just going to pay a little over a minimum just so I can create a payment history. But I recommend always paying that off every month, if it's possible now. That's the quickest and probably the easiest way to shoot that credit score up. Also, if you have any installment debt, if it's some debt that you can go ahead and pay off, say, you know, you're down in your last 2 or 3 months on that car and you get your income tax and you can go ahead and pay it off early. That's another thing that'll shoot that credit score up for you, a couple points. Probably, you know, 75 to 100 points just right there alone, paying debts off early.
Very interesting. Very interesting. I love it. I love it. I love it. Wow. And so paying debts off early is extremely important. So, for example, if there's a credit, if you have a credit card and you have a limit of $600 and you use all 600, say you need all 600 tomorrow, would it be better to pay all of that off at once or pay it, like spread it out and pay $100 over 6 months? Which one would be better to boost that credit score up?
Well, to boost your score up, you want to do, and that's a good question, because it kind of gives you a mixture. You're making the payments, you're paying above the minimum, and also you're creating a payment history. What I would recommend you do is to pay that all, if you can, all at once, the entire $600. Because you got to remember, credit cards, those interest rates, they compound, and they compound daily. You know, so you don't, you know, if you don't want to kind of give money away, is what I call it. What I would recommend, if you want to create that payment history and use your credit cards, I tell people oftentimes things like gas. You know, we got to have gas to go to and from work or wherever we go. And oftentimes people say, well, I just, you know, I go in there and get me $20 or $40, whatever, worth of gas. You get a major credit card, use your credit card. So instead of paying $40 in cash for gas every 2 weeks or every week, go ahead and use that card and put that $40 in an envelope somewhere. Put it in your, you know, your console and your billfold. And then at the end of the month, when that bill comes, if you got $40 worth of gas that month, that's $160. You put that $160 to the side, and when that bill comes, you go ahead and pay it off. What that's going to do is going to help you because, one, you're paying your credit card off, paying it off at the end of the month, and, two, it's helping you create a payment history, you know, and a good payment history. And those are things, so when you go and get those big ticket items, particularly a car or home, that's some of the first things they're going to look at. I know dealing with homes, as well as cars, sometimes the lender is going to look and say, well, if, you know, if Sean owed K Jewelers $400 and it took him 9 months to pay it off, I would be kind of scared to loan Sean $100,000 because he may not be able to pay it off in 30 years because he's going to just try to pay the minimum. He may even skip payments. So it looks favorable to the lender when you can go ahead and pay things off in its entirety monthly.
I love it. I love it. I love it. We actually have a question. Lolita in New Greenwich, or Greenwich Village, I'm sorry, it's in New York, has asked, what is the importance of a credit monitoring service?
Well, and that's a good question. Oftentimes, I've known people to use it for almost kind of like a peace of mind or identity type ordeal to make sure no one is out, you know, this day and age with the cyber. Everybody's paying bills online. You know, information is accessible sometimes. And basically what it does, it just monitors to ensure no one in, for instance, I'm in Birmingham, Alabama, and someone is not in California using my debit card or trying to open an account at, you know, K Jewelers somewhere. Using my information. So basically that's what they do, that they monitor that information. Because anytime that you open any type of accounts or any type of lending, they're going to do what we call a hard hit on your credit score, which is an inquiry. You know, and that credit monitoring bureau will monitor monitor your credit report for any type of hits and can notify you. So if you did not do it, of course, you can respond accordingly.
Oh, very good. I love it. I love it. I hope she had that question answered. And that's for me, so I'm sure it would answer for her. And you may have asked this one already. Mark in Connecticut would like to know, what is the fastest way to improve my credit score?
Okay, that's a good question. I always recommend depending on your score, but it doesn't matter if it's kind of, you know, low, mid, or even high would help. Do things like cash secured loans. That's something that I do a lot, particularly during the springtime of the year when everybody get their income tax. And what a cash secured loan is, most financial institutions, unless you have something harsh like a bankruptcy within the past 2 or 3 years, they'll approve it. Doesn't matter if you got the worst credit score out there. Basically, what they would do is that financial institution would take your, we'll use $100 for instance, take your $100 and basically give you $100. You'll swap the money out. And the $100 that you give the bank is actually securing the $100 or is the collateral for the $100 that the bank will lend you. And on your credit report, it'll look just like any other traditional loan. And I always tell my customers, take the $100 that the bank is going to give you and use that to make your monthly payment. On most of those type loans, the interest rate are very, very low, like prime, like 3.5 or 3.25%. And on average, and just using the number $2,000, it may cost an individual about $40 or $50 that they would pay in interest. And what you would do is pay it off make payments for about 6 months or six payments. On that seventh payment, go ahead and just pay it off. It goes back to what we said earlier. You paid that loan off earlier. And what that would do is report on your credit score, on your credit report, I'm sorry, as a loan paid as agreed upon and paid early. You know, and that will shoot up your score big time. That's pretty much the easiest and the fastest way to do it. I have some clients that will do it about 7 months, and then they will pay it off, and then we'll redo it again to try to get them about 100 to 150-point increase on their FICO score.
Wow, absolutely love it, love it, love it. I have one last question. The phone lines just completely blew up. Jerry with a G, okay, she said she wanted to be Jerry. I hope that's a she because I just said it was she. Jerry with a G says, wants to know, how will co-signing for my son affect my credit report? Now, that's a good question because I'm co-signing for a couple people. I need to know how.
Yeah, it is. Well, one thing about co-signing, it's one of those tricky catch-22 situations because co-signing can help and also can hurt you. Basically, what a co-signer is you're the person that's telling that lender, I will take full responsibility of this payment, okay? So, for instance, if the person who is, I'm the purchaser, Sean, and Kia D is co-signing for me. If Sean decides to miss a few payments, it will result and fall back on Kia D. So she would have to be in a position, if Sean does not make those payments, that you're in a position, Kia, to make those payments because it will affect your credit score. It will impact your score as though it's yours because basically what you're saying is you're the guarantor, in other words. You're guaranteeing that this loan will be paid and satisfied according to the contract, whether the person that's purchasing it is paying it or the co-signer is paying it. So you want to be careful with that. Make sure it's somebody, if you do that, make sure it's someone that you can definitely trust and you have full faith in, you know, because oftentimes the co-signer don't know something is wrong until the lender is contacting you saying, hey, this payment is late 60 days or 90 days. You know, at that point, particularly if it's someone that's not in your household, you wouldn't have any idea until it is late. And at that point, you're already kind of underwater, you know, so be careful with that.
Love it, love it, love it. Thank you so very, very much. We truly, truly appreciate you being here and giving us everything you've got today. It's truly appreciated. I mean, I'm telling you. Thank you, Mr. Kelly. This awesome topic tonight was credit, and he'll have another incredible topic on next week. And do you want to give us a topic now, or are you going to leave it as a surprise for next week?
Well, we'll do. I want everybody to stay in suspense and make sure they tune in next Monday.
I love it. Now, this particular segment has been sponsored by Mr. Kelly's company. Mr. Kelly, would you go ahead and give out your business information?
Well, basically right now, it's Kelly Business Group. We're in Birmingham, Alabama, of course, and we're kind of a small company, we're a small startup, so a lot of our website and things of that nature is still under construction. So, but I have detailed information for you next week.
Awesome, Blossom. I love it, love it, love it. Thank you so very much, Mr. Kelly. We truly appreciate it. And this awesome segment was sponsored by Kelly Business Group. And we truly appreciate you being here. We will see you next week. Thank you, thank you.
All right, KLD, and thank you for having me. I look forward to speaking with you next week.
Absolutely. Bye-bye. We had an absolutely awesome time today with all of our wonderful guests, all of the great and amazingness. It was just absolutely up to date. I see your hands up. I see all of your hands. I am so very sorry. I don't know who this, let me take this call. I don't even know who this is. I'm going to take this call. Caller, you're online. I know the producers are yelling at me right now. Caller, you're calling. It looks like out of Houston. Last four of your digits are 6324. Who is this?
Hey, Queen, this is Megan.
Hey! Oh, my gosh! You know what? God is good. No, I'm going to tell you something. God is good. I had no idea. Something was like, answer that call. Answer that right there. This is beautiful. Let me open up the doors for this amazing Queen. right here on the line, I am joined by a beautiful and amazing young lady. This young lady has a gorgeous smile, a beautiful array of light just shining from her life. Every time she speaks, she's just, she's amazing. It is the beautiful Miss Texas Plus America, Miss Megan Dickerson. How are you doing, baby?
What a wonderful introduction. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. I am delighted and absolutely elated to have you here. It's so awesome. It's such a surprise. We truly appreciate you stopping by.
Well, I know you got to run, but I definitely wanted to peek in and say hello. And definitely I'd love to have a few moments maybe next week to speak to your listeners.
I think that would be absolutely off the chain. As a matter of fact, you guys tune in next week because what we're going to do is we're going to have the beautiful Megan Dickerson on. She is an incredible attorney. Not only is she a beautiful ray of sunshine who won a beautiful and incredible beauty pageant a couple weeks ago, but she also is an awesome attorney. And as a matter of fact, I want to talk to you right now. I want to know really quickly, I want to talk to you about, because we know being an attorney, you're in Houston right now, but you see you do cases all over. Let's talk, what kind of attorney are you?
I am what I call your family's attorney. I handle everything that anybody in your family would possibly need. That would be everything from divorces, child support, family law, to criminal defense. You know, your little nephew got caught with a little bit of marijuana in his car, or I do criminal defense as well as personal injury, and I also do credit counseling as well.
What? Okay, wait. Okay, now I ain't trying to put nobody business out there, so I'm not going to even go there with who this was, but I'm just saying. I got a friend of mine, right, who came to me, and she was like, Kia, I don't know what to do. Her husband is having some problems with the ex, and the ex is using the Social Security number and getting all these credit cards in her new husband's name and Social Security number. Is this something you can handle?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm going to send her your way. They are in desperate need. Oh, I was just talking to her today. She was in shambles because she's like, I don't know what to do. I was like, first of all, you need to call the cops.
Right. The authorities. Call the credit card companies.
Yeah, there you go. I am going to send her your way. This is absolutely incredible. And I know there are so many people listening right now that are saying, listen, I need an attorney because, listen, my nephew got stopped and my nephew, you know, has a drug issue and we're trying to get this cleared and we're trying to do this. I don't care what it is. My girl Megan can handle it. Family, child support issues. If you're a male trying to get child support, or if you're a female trying to get child support, if you're a male trying to get off child support, you handle those?
Well, there's no such thing in Texas, but if you're a male trying to get custody of your kid, I'm definitely the person to call, too.
Ooh, did you really just say that? That
yes,
is not
ma'am.
A such thing in Texas, Megan Dickerson? I am so sorry.
Yes, you have to get remarried. You have to marry a baby mama.
What? Texas don't be playing.
No, ma'am.
I love Texas. We get to the
And I think Louisiana does do that. And the reason why I say that is because I've had several people call me up. And, you know, I went to school in Louisiana, so I recognize the accent. And they'll call me up and say, hey, I'm trying to, my baby mama wants to take me off of child support. And I'm like, well, in the state of Texas, y'all better be getting married.
Wow. Well, y'all heard it here first. You got to hitch if you want to ditch the child support. I love it. Megan, how can we contact you if we need an attorney, if we just want to put you on reserve and a future reference kind of attorney, how can we find you?
Well, you can reach me on my website at www.dickersonlawfirmpllc.com, or you can reach me on Facebook at Dickerson Law Firm on Facebook, or Miss Texas Plus America 2013 at Facebook. And then you can also feel free to call the office at 713-977-0073.
I love it, love it, love it. Thank you so very much for stopping by. We've got to get you on again so we can absolutely get the plethora of information that you have. I'm telling you, it's absolutely off the chain. If you need an attorney, if you think in the future you might do something foul and you might be an attorney, keep my girl Megan Dickinson's number in your pocket. She is absolutely incredible. Check her out on her website, all that great stuff. She's on Facebook, Twitter. I'm telling you, she is accessible. And it may not be 24/7, but she'll get back with you in the morning. I guarantee you.
Let me interrupt you and just say, most people can remember my cell phone number from jail. It's 281-686-MEG.
You better get somewhere, girl.
So call me anytime.
That is what I'm talking about. Say that number one more time. That way, because I'm going to do a commercial for that. Too quiet. I like that already.
281-686-MEG. That's 6324.
6324. I love it, love it, love it. You guys give it up for the beautiful and amazing Miss Texas Plus America 2013. Absolutely off the chain. She was also Miss Houston Plus America, and now she had to lay that title down just for a moment to pick up the great Miss Texas Plus America title, and she is going on to the wonderful 2013 National Miss Texas Plus America pageant, and she is going to be representing Texas very, very well. I'm very excited.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so very much. Make sure you check out the beautiful Megan Dickinson with the Dickinson Law Firm. Absolutely off the chain. Call her from jail, y'all. This girl is, I'm telling you, I ain't never seen nothing like it. She got a cell phone number where you can call her right up from jail. What kind of, that's a good attorney. I don't know where you been, but you need to get somewhere. Hey, y'all, we've had an incredible show today. Beautiful people, beautiful time. The show does not end. Like any other show, I've got to play this amazing song. This is my boy, Norris J. You should get to know him. You should get to know some good old Jesus, because Jesus got what you need. Sprinkle a little Jesus juice on him, y'all. That's right, my boy, Norris J, right here.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I am Norris J, INJ Music, INJ Music, and I have this special someone I want to introduce you to. I think you should get to know him. Close attention. I think you should get to know him. Tonight's the night. I'm saying you should get to know him. It'll be nice if like everybody in this building, man, woman, and children, decided to put Christ in their life. Right? You should get to know him. Tonight's the night. I'm saying you should get to know him. It'll be nice if we could get it in our mind. We should get to know God. Hey, yo, you should get to know him. Alright, here I go. I'm not your average rapper rapping it. I'm Christian, just happen to be half American, other half African. I keep the word in my mouth like having cavities, cause nowadays trying to witness is harder than Pharisees. God the Father, that's who my daddy is, and I don't use his name with bad verbs and adjectives. Keep Satan on the run like a laxative, cause he robs steel like the Sundance Kid and Butch Cassidy. God's will, I'm declaring it, apparently. You turn your nose up at Christianity. Chowdy and asparagus died for humanity. He was the perfect man, but not another man could ever compare to him. It ain't no comparison. You should get to know him, cause for real, he coming back again. Scriptures say it's accurate. Married to the backslider, robbing for his bride. We so full of man law, we claim we'd rather be a bachelor. No, not spectacular. Spectacular is God. You can't understand like I'm a Spanish speaking Mexican. You must submit to his will, so tap like wrestling. But we addicted to athletes, rappers, and actresses. Men lovers of themselves, yes, arrogant, idolatry. Government legalizing same-sex marriages. Marriage so ridiculous. We don't picture the days of revelation type of days that we living in. It ain't by chance or no coincidence. To some people, the name Jesus had no type of significance. When you need him, you don't even have to tweet him. Just close your hands and bow your head and fall on your knees and call on Jesus. He can hear your plea. It's even better if you can find another believer that's in agreement. Before this life is gone, better get to altar call, cause if you live without Christ, you dead wrong. Yeah, you know if you ain't saved, you dead wrong. So I suggest you get to know him. I'm talking about God. DJ J Squared, Norris J, INJ Music. I'm out of here.
Incredible guests, including the beautiful and wonderful Mr. AV, Christian hip hop artist. Check him out at thevipproject.com. We also had a financial advisor with Edward Jones Investments. Mr. Donovan Sammons was here. We also had the beautiful Miss Nita B with the Shanita Brown Foundation. She is also a radio personality, a youth pastor, a gospel rap artist. She is absolutely off the chain. You can check her out at nitabproductions.com. Also, Mr. Donovan Sammons, the financial advisor with Edward Jones, you can check him out. His phone number cell is 903-239-3157. We also had the incredible Mr. Sean Kelly, who has years of experience in credit repair and history. He is absolutely off the chain. The Kelly Business Group, you can find him here every single week. He is going to be doing a financial segment every single week today. His report was about credit, and we were talking about credit. If you want to know about credit, what credit can do for your life and how credit needs to be for your life, go back and listen to this episode from the beginning to end, and you can it'll help you. I'm telling you, it'll totally help you. Also, we had the beautiful and amazing Ms. Texas Plus America, the beautiful Megan Dickerson with the Dickerson Law Firm. Make sure you check her out. Her phone number is 281-286-6324. You can call her from jail if you need an attorney. Get at my girl, Megan Dickerson. She is off the chain. Next week, it is another jam-packed show. We have got gospel rap artists coming again. We have got beautiful people that are just going to be here to rock the stage. I mean, absolutely incredible people. They're just going to be off the chain. I'm very, very excited. Tyrese is going to be here, and a couple of other amazing people are going to be here. I want to give you a little word of inspiration. I want you to read what book do I want you to read? I don't know. I just want you to read your Bible. I want to talk to you about being resurrected and being resurrected from something. You know, sometimes in life we go through things and we really don't know why we're going through these things. And, you know, our life just seems like it is going down a tunnel, just like a horrible downward spiral. And, you know, everything around us seems like it's failing. Nothing seems like it's working. And things that are working and don't seem like it's working right. And, you know, you seem like you want to be miserable and you want to be depressed and you want to be miserable and you want to, you know, have a pity party. But let me just be here to let you know, don't do it. Do not give in to the temptation of depression. Do not give in to the temptation of wanting to have a pity party for yourself. I want you to continue no matter what it looks like around you. I want you to continue to pump greatness and feed yourself life feed yourself greatness, because no one, there's no line you can stand in where you can get greatness. You just have to keep feeding it to yourself. You got to keep telling yourself, I am great. God made me this way. God made me who I am. God is going to continue to be a great light in my life. God is going to continue to shine in my life. God is great. God is wonderful. Be an advocate for yourself. God is around us. He is in you. You don't want him to just be around you. You don't want him to just be about you. You want him to be in you. Every step of the way, you want him to be in you. As he is, so are we in this world. Not as he used to be or as he was. God never promised you that people wouldn't try to throw stones at you or to, you know, that you wouldn't have problems. But what he did say is he would bring you out no matter what. And you cannot fight a supernatural enemy with a natural power. You have to have God's supernatural power to fight these demons. And so I want to pray right now a prayer for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would, these people that are listening, Father God, their families, Father God, their friends, their coworkers, I pray that you would sprinkle your life, your love, your peace all over their hearts and their minds right now, Father God, where they are weak. I pray that you would give them strength, Father God, right now, Father God, where their minds are torn and twisted. Father God, I pray that you would give them a strong foundation, Father God, where there is insecurity. Father God, I pray that you would lift them up, Father God, and let them know that you are there for them to stand on, Father God. Lord, I pray that you would touch your people, your nation, Father God. Give them strength, Father God. I pray that the evil thoughts that continue to consume their mind, Father God, the negativity, Father God, is out, is gone. It is gone. It is not there anymore right now in the name of Jesus. You are healed. You are amazing. You are God's child, and he loves you, and I love you too. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Kia D Unplugged Show. It is all about you, and I love you. Thank you so very, very much. Yay! This was the Living Beyond Beyond segment right here.
Yo, what's happening? It's your man, Dwelle, representing Detroit City. You know what I'm saying? I'm cooling right here with my girl, Kia D, on Living Beyond Beyond. Make sure y'all keep it locked. Check for that album, Once World Women. You know what I'm saying? Keep it locked right here with your girl, Kia D, on Living Beyond Beyond on WeTalkRadio.com.
Well,
Gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, she's reaching out to the nation. It's Kia D.
Thanks for listening to Kia D Unplugged.
Kia D.
Hey, what about me and Miss SWK?
WeTalkRadio.com.